Hello, Buddhist world. This is Pranya Ketu calling in from Essen, from the community on top of the Essen Buddhist Centre. And I'm joined by Rainer, who runs the Young Buddhist group in Essen and very capably translated the talk and discussion we had last night in the Young Buddhist group. But the thing I want to ask Rainer about today is his pilgrimage that he did in the UK during February this year. So Rainer, can you tell me what did you do during this pilgrimage?
It was an 11-day pilgrimage, and it started with the idea that I wanted to go to the young people facilitator retreat in Addis Tana. But the retreat itself was only from Friday to Sunday, and I thought about flying there for just 2 or 3 days wouldn't really work out for me. But I had enough time to spend because I just finished my last exam, so I planned to go there by train. So the first few days I spent in the LBC with the men's community, with Glenn and Jana Vacha, and it was great to be there and to experience a very big Buddhist center, and also the friendliness and generosity at the place. And yeah, after that I traveled with Glenn and other people from London and West London Buddhist Center to Addis Tana for the retreat, and then I stayed as a guest of Suvatra for another few more days, and we spent a lot of time together, and I told him a life story, and we did a sand mandala together, and talked a lot about different Buddhist topics and non-Buddhist topics. And yeah, and I was also very lucky to see Bhante on one of the days. So I'm quite happy that I spent some more time at Astana so that I was able to see him, because I am also in the ordination process, and this was very important for me to somehow get his spirit and his idea of Tiratna and what it will be in the future. Mm-hmm. So that I can also bring this with me back to our Buddhist center here in Essen, and be more an inspiration to young people who are coming along. And then the last 2 or 3 days I stayed in Birmingham in the men's community together with Matt, and I also attended the Young Buddhist meeting, which was also great, because I'm very used to our Young Buddhist meetings in Essen, but actually to change my perspective and once again be on this newcomer side and have this point of view of being new at the center and not knowing what's going on. And so it's also was a good practice for me to again refresh my inspiration of what it actually means, these Young Buddhist events.
Yeah, it sounds like it was quite a full and inspiring time, the pilgrimage.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for other people who wanted to do something similar? Anything you'd suggest for other people, other young people who want to go on a kind of Tiratna pilgrimage?
Yeah, I would suggest that you don't plan too much, and also that you think about spiritual friendship as a main intention to do this sort of pilgrimage. And also that you're doing this pilgrimage and that you are aware of the generosity of other people and the help you get, and that you do this pilgrimage in the context of Dana. I would just advise you to get some email address and just contact other people, and then plan afterwards the pilgrimage where you want to stay. And what I really experienced in these 11 days was Dana and spiritual friendship, and how much was given to me, like a room where I could sleep and food, and I could move freely around, and I was trusted with the door code and so on. And this was also it gave me good perspective on why the Buddha said that the whole of the spiritual life is spiritual friendship.
Great. Well, thank you for telling me all about that, and and thank you for showing me friendship in coming to Essen and showing me around as well. You've definitely exemplified that the other way too. So thank you, Rainer.
Thank you.